Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us through DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. If you're looking for an example of how you can follow your dreams and see those dreams coming true, you have to look no further than our next guest. Recording artist Zephaniah is joining us live to talk to us about his love of music, what it's been like for him to share his gift with the world, and also what's coming up for him in 2013. Zephaniah, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thanks for having me, Cyrus.
Well, man, glad to have you on with us. You know, I was so excited when I first, you know, heard about you on Facebook, of all places, which really, I think, shows, you know, the way that we find out about new artists these days. And, I, you know, when I was able to hear your music and reach out to you, I was glad we had the opportunity to talk. Steph and I, when you look at what you've been able to do as an artist, man, I mean, here you are, you go from, you know, loving music, you know, as a child, and now here you are performing your music for the world. What has that experience been like for you to share your gift with us this way?
It's an awesome experience, man. When I first started doing covers on YouTube, I was just, you know, doing it for fun because it was what I love to do. I love to sing. I love to perform. And, you know, looking at my inspiration, my Michael Jackson to James Brown to Usher, anybody that sings and perform dance well, I'm like a huge fan of them. And when I put up my videos, I started getting a lot of feedback from different fans or whatever, and it's just been overwhelming. And the new single, you know, I'm just really, really proud of, you know, the work that me and my team did, and it's just been very exciting, and I can't, you know, express enough how excited I am for, you know, the fans, you know, who are
right,
supporting me. They're being behind me, and they're really, really cool people, and I really love them, and I thank them for, you know, just supporting me. It's really
right,
awesome.
Right. Well, I really think, Zephaniah, the reason why it's been so easy for them to support you is that it's quite obvious that you're talented. You know, you talk about, you know, uploading the videos, and I think, you know, I had the honor earlier this year to interview Scooter, of course, meaning got to know him, of course, as the individual who's credited for really finding Justin Bieber, and talked about
yeah,
the rise of social media and how through sites like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you know, you're able to kind of bypass all of the red tape and go directly to the people. Do you think by doing that also, Zephaniah, that it also gave you the confidence that you needed to keep going? Because I know a lot of artists, when they don't get that big break, they, you know, they get frustrated and they give up. But you have only continued to go. Do you think that's been because you're able to get that instant feedback?
Definitely. It boosts my confidence a whole lot. Receiving the love, you know, from the different people that I do not know is, it's social media is the thing now. And, you know, of course, before I started putting up videos on YouTube, I would get discouraged because, you know, I can't find an A&R or somebody just give me a big break. But I was like, you know, I'm going to do, you know, what people like Justin Bieber does, you know, and other YouTube sensation, and just, you know, see what happens. And, you know, and now, you know, 50,000 followers on Twitter and, you know, a huge following on Facebook. And, you know, it's continuously growing every weekend, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely, you know, boosting my confidence. I'm still humble, you know, because, you know, I want to be great, you know, continue to grow. But it's definitely giving me confidence. And yeah.
Right. And you also now are inspiring other people. Has that been a surprise for you, or is that something that you hope for, that other people would see what you're doing, Zephaniah, and then be inspired to follow their own dream as well?
Yeah, that's my goal, to inspire, you know, many artists, performers, dancers, you know, to just inspire them to do whatever they love to do, even if it's not music or dancing, whatever you want to do, write a book, whatever. I just want to impact the world with my music, whatever I do. I want to do films, too, so it's like whatever I do, I want it to inspire, you know, positively, you know.
Right. Well, we're going to be giving out your website a couple times throughout this program. It's ZephaniahOnline.com is where people can go while they listen to us, especially online, and want to check you out. You on Facebook, and also you have a place on your website as well, the Zephaniah Show. Talk to us about the experience, because it's more than just singing. You really give a show. You dance. I mean, you're really interactive. And how important is that for you to be kind of engaged in the whole process and not just be able to sing a song, but to really give an audience an experience?
It's very important. I want the audience, the listeners to, you know, feel whatever they're looking at. You know, I don't want them to just see somebody who sings very well or dance very well. You know, it has to be soul and passion behind it. And it's anything that I say, like Michael Jackson, he said this before, anything that I say, I want to be able to really feel it. I can't sing anything that I don't feel. So it's very important to me to, you know, give a great show. And you're inspired, you emotionally, whether you're sad or happy, different emotions I like to bring in the show, you know. So
right.
Very, very important to me.
For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Zephaniah. He's making his first appearance on the program, talking with us about not only what it's been like for him to share his music, but, of course, you know, what this whole experience of being able to use social media to reach the world has been like for him. You know, Zephaniah, you know, as I was mentioning, you know, I found you through social media, and then, you know, you're great about, you know, getting back in contact with me and helping us to set up this conversation here. What I really believed when I saw, you know, the video on your website, and then when I was able to read a little bit about your background, what I really believed is that you are the perfect example of why it's so important that people never stop, that when you find something that you love, you never stop. For you, this began in the church. Do you find that your
Yes.
faith is one of the things that has kept you going in spite of challenges that could come your way?
Yes, definitely. You know, I'm a Christian and I believe in God, and it all started in the church, me singing in the church when I was young and the church choir. And it's if I didn't have God and my faith, I definitely would have gave up a long time ago. You know, it's a lot of different times where I do want to give up, but it's, you know, God, you know, he gave me this gift, and it'll be a slap in his face just to, you know, quit. You know, he gave me the power to, you know, make music that would change the world, you know, so why would I quit, you know? So that's my thing, you know, just to keep going. Anybody out there, keep going for whatever you're trying to do. It's
right.
Worth it at the end, you know.
You mentioned, of course, you know, your amazing following that you have through Facebook, Twitter, you know, over 300,000 views, I remember when I checked over the weekend on YouTube. How do you keep all of that in balance? I mean, because, you know, humility in the entertainment industry don't necessarily go together. What is it that does keep you grounded and keep you focused and not get so caught up in the hype of the numbers, but just stay true to the gift? What is it that does that for you?
Well, the people I have around me, you are who you hang around. You know, people say it all the time, but I have people around me that's very humble, and they tell me when, you know, I sound bad, when I sound good. You know, it just kind of keep me leveled. And
right.
Also, you know, on YouTube comments, it's not always positive. You know, it's some negativity, you know. And I try not to take it, you know, too hard or whatever. I just try to say, okay, I can do better at this. So, and I'm
right.
always wanting to get better. So that's what keeps me humble. I always wanted to be better, not being satisfied where I'm at.
Exactly, not being satisfied. Again, everyone, Zephaniah is our guest. So you're getting ready to listen to music for the first time here on Conversations Live from him. Talk to us about this single, Say You Won't Go. How did the song come about for you, Zephaniah?
Well, I was sitting with one of my friends, and I was just listening to a lot of different African music, and I started creating the African beat, and I called up my friend Kenan Smith. He's my producer. And told him that I wanted to do this African sound, like this world music type of sound or whatever. And he was down for it, and I came to the studio with him, and we worked together on the music, came up with some of the words, and then we kind of put it down for a couple of months and picked it back up this past January. And we just, you know, came together, and, it, you know, it flowed so easily for us. The song is about, you know, being in a relationship where, you know, you're giving your all, and, you know, your girlfriend or your it could go both ways, or your boyfriend, they're not really giving their all because of a past relationship. They feel like
right.
they have been hurt, so it's still like they have to give just a little bit just to see if you're with them, you know, and then
right.
they can give a little more. And, you know, it's basically, I'm saying is, you know, I've been here all along, you know, come on, give me all your heart, give me everything, you know. So that's basically what it's saying. A lot of people ask what Hi Ya Ya Way means, and it means I need you. So that's what Hi Ya Ya Way means.
Okay. Well, since we have you here with us, Zephaniah, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
This is my new single, Say You Won't Go. I hope you guys enjoy it.
you have Zephaniah with Say You Won't Go here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM through DCNowRadio.com and, of course, through our good friends worldwide through BlogTalkRadio.com. We actually are joined by the man Zephaniah right now. He's been talking with us about this journey in music, what it's been like for him, what it's been like for him to share his music with all of you, and then, of course, you know, how he's been able to stay grounded in the face of all the attention he's getting. So here we are at the end of 2012, Zephaniah. 2013 is right around the corner. What do you have in store for your fans in the new year?
Well, I'm actually working on my EP. 3 to 4 songs should be releasing in the middle of February around my birthday. So that's what I'm working on right now. So I hope to have it out very, very soon in February.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we have been talking, of course, about the, you know, social media and kind of the part it's played in your success, Zephaniah. What would you like to say to your fans about their support of you and your career and your music, like the single we just heard?
I'll just say keep supporting me. Your love is really encouraging me to push my dreams and keep on making great music for you guys. I really love you all, 759 Nation. Thank you so much for your support. And I love you. I love you all.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know they love you back, Zephaniah. That single, the single that we just heard there, Say You Won't Go, is available through our partner at Amazon.com for less than $1. It's also available on iTunes as well. You can get it there. But, Zephaniah, how can our listeners stay in contact with you, find out more information about you, what you have going on, and, of course, go get your music as well?
You can find me at ZephaniahOnline.com. I'm on Twitter at _Zephaniah and Facebook, The Zephaniah Show. You can find me there and get all the information, news, new music and videos and everything.
Right.
And I do follow back on Twitter, so if you follow me, I do follow back.
All right, so ZephaniahOnline.com, make sure you do check him out there. And then, as he said, _Zephaniah is where you can find him on Twitter and The Zephaniah Show. You can find him there on Facebook as well as on his YouTube channel as well. So make sure you guys do that. Zephaniah, the last question I have for you, and again, I appreciate you taking out the time to be with us this afternoon. This is a question we kind of ask everyone, and that is about other individuals and their dreams. You know, you have figured out what you wanted to do in your life and you're following that. What advice would you give to other people about the importance of, you know, finding, you know, what their passion is and staying true to it?
Well, I would say find out what you want to do and just stick with it. You know, plan it and then actually believe in it and then put your work into it. You have to work at it. You know, no matter how hard it gets, you have to keep on working at whatever you're trying to do. People are going to knock it down, say it's a crazy idea. You know, that's not reality. They, you know, say think reality. You have to dream, believe, and then actually put in work. And
yep.
That's what I've done. And don't ever let anyone bring you down. Me, I've been told so many times, you know, that's not a good idea, that's not a great idea. I had so many doors closed in my face, but I kept on doing it, you know, and I'm continuing to do it now. So I would say just go for it. Whatever you want to do, just do it and believe.
All right. Well, great advice from someone who's doing just that. Again, recording artist Zephaniah has been our guest. Again, make sure you find ZephaniahOnline.com, and there from there you can find all the other places that you can be able to connect with him. Zephaniah, man, congratulations to you on the success. Look forward to having you
back
after the EP is released, man.
Yes, sir. I would love to be back on.
All right, we'll definitely make it happen. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter as well, at _Zephaniah. Then, as he mentioned, The Zephaniah Show is where you can find him on Facebook. Now, for those who may have came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast. About 5 minutes after we go off the air, all you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. We actually tagged Zephaniah's Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle there. So you can find us at twitter.com/CyrusWeb, that's CyrusWebb, and on Facebook at Cyrus Webb as well. So make sure you do that. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Talking about good music, we're going to end off again with Say You Won't Go by Zephaniah. Hope you guys have a great evening. Thanks for joining us.